sharing snacks. One day, behind the trees, sat Bosch the hippo in the grass. He munched and munched on snacks and sweets until every one was crunched. Along came a cat called Sky in a Hat, who was feeling quite hungry and wanted a snack. Bosch said,
"No, these are my snacks. Go find your own."
Sky sat there upset and started to moan. Bosch didn't care and began to walk away. Sky sat there and thought,
"Maybe he'll share another day."
Macy the zebra walked along to find Sky sitting alone. She said,
"Hello, are you okay?"
Sky replied,
"Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just hungry today."
Macy had sweets in her pocket as she offered to share. Sky sat up with excitement and began to stare. Sky asked,
"Are you sure that's okay?"
Macy said, "Of course it is. I want you to eat today." They shared the sweets and together had lots of fun. They talked for hours and played under the sun. Back came Bosch along the fields to see Macy and Sky sharing. He asked,
"Could I possibly have a snack?"
as they stared in confusion. Bosch sat there and stared as he wanted more sweets. He ate all his earlier and had some last week. But today he wanted more, which he couldn't have. He sat there upset, but didn't give up just yet. Sky said to Bosch,
"What's the matter? You've had sweets all day."
Maisie then said,
"You can't get everything you want today."
He said,
"Yes, I have, but I want more for tonight."
Bosch sat there and thought, and realised she was right. There was an awkward silence as Bosch started to cry. Maisie comforted him.
"It's okay,"
said Sky. Bosch sat and dried up all his tears. He never knew he was full of so much fear. Sky was then smiling as Maisie gave Bosch a sweet. Bosch was extremely glad and says,
"Sorry for how I've been all week."
Bosch ate the snacks and realised he likes to share. He thought it's a nice way to be and it's all very fair. They were all so happy, so tomorrow they decided to meet. They were now close friends
and said they should soon get some sleep.
They were sat in the fields having plenty of fun. They finished their sweets and said, "That's another day done." The motto of this story is very clear. It's not hard to do, it's easy to share.